A moment ago, Harry Dunn, one of the officers involved in January 6th, beaten on that day, an advocate for justice in that matter, was just talking to my colleague Scott McFarland, who was just referred to in that CBS News special report. And he told Scott on our streaming news service on the show America Decides that he had to be in the courtroom today to witness what was going on, that he believes justice is moving. It's moving at a pace that he thought should have gone more rapidly, but he is glad to see this day has come. He believes this is a movement toward accountability. That's one impression I have today, just fresh, just not 2 minutes ago, right here at our CBS News workstation just outside the federal courthouse. My other impression is, before the former president left Washington, he said something that's not true, a couple of things that are not true. One, that this city is filthy and in disrepair. That's not true. I live in Washington, D.C. It hasn't gone into decay or anything like that in the last 2 years. It wasn't better when he was here. It just is what it is. He also said, this is a sad day in America. That part is true, but not for the reasons he was implying. This is a sad day for the country, but it's a kind of day that grows out of a sadder day. Not Saturday, but a sadder day, January 6th, 2021. And this is the process of a country trying to come to grips with that day and hold responsible the person who the special counsel says was central to setting in motion what happened on January 6th, because he made a choice. A choice to fight for power when he was told over and over again, not by opponents, but by people he chose to work for him, that he had lost the election. He defied that advice, and he's now before a federal bench to come to terms with the choices he made and the things he set in motion that culminated with the violence, the mayhem, the injuries, and the destruction of the Capitol on January 6th.
With all that said, there are people who believe that these indictments and now a third arraignment on criminal charges is only strengthening his political hand to win the GOP nomination and possibly become president again. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's certainly true for the first indictment in Manhattan and somewhat true in the second indictment over the classified documents. But I would submit that we don't know the political impact of this particular indictment and this particular conversation, because unlike the Manhattan case, which even people who don't care very much for former President Trump thought might have been a legal stretch, and the documents case, people might reasonably say, well, Pence, Biden, aren't they all the same? The special prosecutor doesn't believe they are, but they might have a muddy sense of that. We all lived as a nation through the trauma of January 6th. We all know we'd never seen anything like it before. And for the president to say to the country he did nothing wrong, and to say as he did wrongly again today on a social media platform that the election was rigged and stolen, that's not true. And guess what? When this case comes to trial, as it inevitably must, that proposition is going to be tested by evidence. Evidence that the former president never possessed and will not possess at trial. So that will sink in. I don't know how rapidly, but the politics of it, I don't believe, are frozen, at least in relation to this indictment.
Major, the first hearing that the judge said is going to be on August 28th in this case. What are we expecting is going to happen between now and then and maybe that day?
Well, on that day, based on what happened in the courtroom today, it seems pretty clear the Trump defense team is going to ask for more and more time. And they have, as any defendant does, the right to ask for more time to prepare for the next phase of any procedural matter leading to trial. Whether the judge grants that or not, clearly the prosecution in the courtroom today said, we're ready. We believe we can proceed and work through these things in normal order and pursue a speedy trial. So every indication was Trump defense team that they're going to seek a delay. Whether that will be granted or not, it's unclear. I've talked to lawyers who are very familiar in this space, not with this kind of case because we've never had one before, but who believe this case can come to trial in 8, 9, 10 months. That would put it smack dab in the summer of next year. If former President Trump is still the front runner then, and I have no idea whether he will or he won't be, that case will be front and center, and all of the evidence and all the actions taken that he did as president leading up to January 6th will be on trial. That will be as much a political moment as a legal constitutional one.